What's the deal? What's the deal? What's the deal?
What's going on, man? What's popping?
Man, we got D4EC Evans, man, on the line with us, man, on the live. Man, what's going on with you, man? How you staying through all this, you know, coronavirus quarantine? Well, I mean, well, how you staying strong? Well, how you still, you know, still stands to it? Oh, we can't hear you. We might be having some...
Hello? You can hear me now?
Yeah.
Well, I say, I don't really be letting it get to me. You know what I'm saying? I got a strong mind, so I still wake up like it's every day. Exercise, you know what I'm saying? And just stay positive. Stay positive. I don't let the negativity get to me. I don't pay attention to none of the deaths and none of that. I look at the positive stuff, the ones that survive and things like that. Well, you know what I'm saying? I just keep it going.
Okay, so we gonna get straight into it, man. So, who is D4EC Evans?
Oh shit, man. D4EC Evans? Just a rare breed.
Okay.
Living legend coming out of West Tampa, Florida.
Okay. So kind of chime in on what is D4E? Like, what do that stand for? Do that stand for something or...
Yes, sir. D4E stands for Dogs Forever. You know, we go by dogs because when we grow up, we live with ourselves. We learn by, like, dog life in our neighborhood. You know, we came up with something called dog life. So, to shorten up with, you know what I'm saying, something else is Dogs Forever, you know, D4E. Because, you know, once you win it forever. It's like, cause it's like a neighborhood thing. No, ain't no gang or nothing like that. They're just, you know what I'm saying, where we from, where we grew up, what we know. Born and raised type stuff. We wasn't brought into it. We was born into it.
So, going into, you know, how, like, you said, you know, like, your environment, you feel me, and just stuff like that. Like, how does that have an impact on the message or the music that you create?
For my track. So, what I've been through, what I see, what I'm living, how I'm feeling. That's what my music be about. You know, I can only write about me, what I see, what I go through. So it be, you know what I'm saying, my life on the track, my story, my message.
Okay. So what was the turning point that led you to music?
You know, my brothers used to rap. My brothers and my best friend used to rap. They started rapping. And I just, you know what I'm saying, I always just used to push them. Like, you know what I'm saying, keep going, don't stop, keep going, you got it, you know. So then not too long ago, I say 2018, when me and one of my closest friends, we got together, and he was rapping, you know what I'm saying, we was living together, he was rapping. I come home from work one day, he like, Cole, hey, you can write a verse to this? I'm like, but you know, I don't, you know what I'm saying, he like, bro, all you got to do is write a verse to this, bro, you know what I'm saying, you got a story, you know, woo. So... I wrote something down. Let me hear that shit. Like, okay. Next day, same thing. Another beat. You know what I'm saying? Hey, write to this. Write to that. So that's really how I just started writing. Just me and bro out in Nebraska alone. I'm telling him, hey, keep writing. One day he hit me with a hook. Hey, you should write to this.
Yeah.
I just stayed with it.
So kind of going into what was the motivation that kept you, you know, on that track of music?
When we dropped the song, like our very first song together, like Straight Neck, when we dropped that, like, the hood felt that. The hood felt it. So that was like motivation, like, you know what I'm saying? We can make music for the hood, we can make music for the world. And like, and I look at it like, if this rapper can make a million, this rapper go on tour, I can too.
Yeah.
So, like, y'all know what my fuck that was doing. My time gonna come.
Yeah. What's up? So, what is the long-term goal, like, with the music? Like, are you trying to, like, you know, sell a certain amount of units? Are you trying to win a Grammy? What is those measurements for you? Like, what is that measurement for you? Like,
one, I mean, if you rapping and try to win a Grammy while you're rapping. You know what I'm saying? That's like one of the ultimate goals for every rapper, no matter what they say. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, I want to rap. And then my ultimate goal is, when I'm gone or whatnot, I still want my music to be heard like pop, like big. You know what I'm saying? I want my music to be felt like when you hear them, you feel like you was in their time or their era. And he been going to, what, 95, 96, and you play him in 2020, and you could feel the vibe, and like, so that's my, those my long-term goals, you know what I'm saying? To be played back, to be heard forever.
So now that we're talking legacy, what is the message that you want, like, left behind? Or the legacy that you want left behind? When people say, man, D4EC Evans, man, what do you want them to say? Like, at the end, you feel me? Like,
he was positive. He was a leader. He was positive. He was a leader. He stood on what he said. He tolerated no BS, and he was an idol, a role model.
For sure. For sure. So, what would you say have been some of those obstacles in your pursuit with building that legacy?
When I got kicked out of high school, went to jail, you know what I'm saying? Had to do a little 2 years, felon probation and shit like that. That right there just put me on a whole perspective of a different life. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just going through that process, that kind of shit, that was something that just told me, this ain't for me. This ain't cool. So that right there, you know what I'm saying? Help me get on the path where I want to do something positive. And then the milestone I have with rapping be like falling out with like my partners and shit over the music and shit. That rap be motivation. You know what I'm saying? It's like, damn, my own partner don't listen to me, be hating. I know I got to keep going. Because if I'm out of state, fuck with me, my partner don't fuck with me, that's motivation. So I'm going to keep going. So milestones are like lack of support and whatnot. That be motivation to make me keep going. And bitches just not believing in you and shit like that there because you just started or you ain't rapping what they want to hear and shit like that there. So that be the motivation.
All right. So what was that feeling, that first feeling you got the first time you performed? Was you nervous? Was you excited? You feel me? Like, what was you feeling? Like, what was that feeling, you feel me, that first time you hit that stage?
Before going on that stage, I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous. But I was with the bros. I performed with the gang, so when we got on stage, I really wasn't nervous. They rocking, they rolling. I'm rocking, I'm rolling. So, you know what I'm saying? But to have the first time to ever do it and to be with like my brothers, my family, it was a hell of a feeling. It was like, man, I could get used to this. I could do this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a feeling forever.
Man, so now going into the whole business aspect of it. I see that you got music, you know, all over iTunes, you feel me? For sure. Before we go into that, man, tell them where they can go find your music at and stuff like that, man. You know, shout yourself out real fast, man.
Apple Music, iTunes, Spillerilla, SoundCloud, Spotify, iCloud, you name it, it's on there. YouTube, sure. Google Play, Amazon, it's everywhere.
For sure. So going into that, that's distribution right there. So when it came down to, you know, learning the business aspect of the game, you feel me? How was that for you? What were some of the challenges? And now, what are some of the benefits that you're starting to see, you know, from just learning the business aspect of the music game?
When I first started, I just thought, you know what I'm saying, you just put music on YouTube, you know, whatnot, the case may be in there. Someone set me down, was like, you know, you can get paid for this, for your plays and stuff like that, though. So, you know what I'm saying, I learned through DistroKid and looking at how the rest of your music gonna be on mine and things that, like, you can really get a cent, a few cents for every spin. Your record played and things like that. That was something I was into instead of like, you know, nothing against free music, but they gonna pay to spend it.
For sure.
Hey, the hustle ain't free.
For sure, for sure. So, what do you think music taught you like about like investing? You feel me?
Gotta invest in yourself. It takes money because you want good quality. Without good quality, ain't nobody gonna take you serious. Your music don't sound right without good quality. So like, if they can't hear your music good, if it don't sound good in the speaker they playing on, they gonna cut it off no matter what you saying or how good you rapping or whatever the case may be. If it don't sound good, don't nobody wanna hear that. So I say invest in yourself, invest in quality. Your videos too, well now, because that 4K, 6K is real now. You know what I'm saying? People want to be able to see good quality, how it is on TVs and movies nowadays. So you gotta get the right cameraman nowadays, and you know, so investing in yourself.
For sure, for sure. So who are some of your biggest influences? Well, you said your outside influence as far as like, you know, friends, you know, stuff like that. But in the music industry, who are some of your biggest influences when it came to, you know, just want to perfect your craft? Or like you, like just looking towards, like just as a, like a blueprint of how to, you know, how you want to perfect your craft, or you know, make your own sound and make your own, you know, noise in the industry.
I'm a old school cat, so I'll be keeping it original. I'll be looking at, you know, some Master P, seeing how he, you know what I'm saying, how him and No Limit did it, how, you know what I'm saying, how they started from scratch and did everything on their own. So I'll be looking at some P and just be trying to like learn like the aspect, how he came into the game or how he made a name for himself, and he didn't have to like cross over, do nothing, and to sell millions of records and still be a figure now.
So that's real.
He one of the guys I looked at, and to be able to like do it all where you shoot your own movie and you have your own, that's your own production, your own, you know what I'm saying, your own this and that. So you basically get everything back from when you put it out, no matter what. So it ain't an L when it's ownership. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It ain't a hell when it's ownership. He done put out, what, multiple albums, multiple movies, you know what I'm saying? Have his own soundtrack. So, like, you know, he really did a lot of things where it's his name behind it, with his name putting it, his project and his stuff out.
Yeah. So now, like, you know, like, going back into, like, you know, childhood, you feel me, your hometown, West Tampa. Kind of chime in about that, man. Like, what was it like growing up in West Tampa? Like, what is West Tampa like? For those of the listeners, and you know, and those who gonna be watching that ain't from there, like, what was it like?
West Tampa probably like air little hood, a ghetto was. You know what I'm saying? It's really like, I mean.
I know it's some things that make West Tampa, though.
I'll put it like this. Life is how you make it, or what you want it to be. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can jump in this and do this and that, or you can stay in this and do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's really how you want it to be. That all rough, how people be want to make it be like how they probably grew up or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's how you make it, where you make it out of West Tampa. Ain't no high crime rate, ain't no high murder rate, so ain't no really going on like that in West Tampa.
For sure. So, I seen that you have been doing, like, work in the community. Can you kind of chime in on that? Like, how are you giving back to the community?
I be giving back to the community, but I be trying to educate, motivate, and encourage the youth to do better. So, you know what I'm saying? They can be whatever they want to be in life. You ain't gotta be what others want you to be. You could be whatever. An actor, singer, lawyer, doctor, whatever you want to be, you could do it.
For sure. Do you got any like current works in the community that you do? Like,
I got a nonprofit organization called Wygon. Youth got respect and never give up on your dreams.
Oh, dope. Chime in on that. You kind of just put it out there like it was nothing. You kind of just, he said that real subtle. You know, I got non-profit, you know. Man, chime in on that, man. That's, hey, congrats, man. Congrats. Most definitely, man.
Appreciate that. It was just something I was thought about that. By me going to college and stuff, that I basically, like, opened the door for, like, being a positive influence to the youth, to kids, and I could, like, show them and tell them that, like, you can go to school from West, being from West Tampa, being wherever you from, you can make it out. You can go somewhere and be something, you know what I'm saying? I didn't play high school sports or whatnot, and I still was able to go to college. So if you believe in yourself and, you know what I'm saying, you got the right support system, and you consistent, hard work, and dedication, you know what I'm saying, you can do it. And that's something I be trying to, you know what I'm saying, put in the kids' head, that they can do it no matter what. You're not too short. You're not too, you know what I'm saying, too small. You're not too slow. You can do it. You know what I'm saying? And it's not just a D1. It's a D2, D3, NAIA, JUCO. You know what I'm saying? Try to tell them that they ain't got to just sit. You know what I'm saying? Put one apple in one bunch and think that this is that. Nah, you can do a lot. There's so much you can do. And you got to open your mind and think, like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I can do it. And I want to be that one.
I was just gonna say, like, if somebody want to help support, you know, your nonprofit and what you're trying to do, how would they, you know, get in contact with you and, you know, make that happen?
Well, I got Wagon on Instagram, Facebook. I don't have a Twitter, but yeah, you can look me up on Facebook and Instagram, like Wagon Wild Dog.
So you ready, man? Go ahead and tap in. What you got going on?
Dot D. Yeah.
For sure, for sure. So, you know, on, you know, the next topic I kind of want to touch on, man, I hear the baby in the background, man. You feel me? So, is that yours? Is that your kid?
Yeah, that's my little kid. I got a one-year-old daughter named Novarain Evans.
For sure, for sure. So, how has that experience, you feel me, fatherhood, has been for you?
And I love it, man. You know what I'm saying? By, like, being a father, it's like, because that's how she was put to sleep when she got out.